Describe a historical period you would like to know more.
Should everyone know history? Yes, I suppose that it is important that everyone know at least the basics of history. Not everyone needs to have a complex, in-depth knowledge of history, but having some knowledge is beneficial. It's important for everyone to know where they came from, and you can learn this through history, whether it be your family history, the history of your country, or the history of the world. Besides, the best way to avoid repeating the mistakes of the past is to understand history. In what ways can children learn history? Children can learn history in lots of different ways. One of the most important ways is through their education. Their classes should teach them about their country's history, as well as world history. They should be informed about major events from the past. Besides, they can learn about history from museums, which often have interactive exhibits, to make history feel more exciting. Children might also learn about history from their older relatives, who actually lived through some major historical events. What are the differences between learning history from books and from videos? Well, learning history from books can be a lot more difficult, depending on the person's learning style. When you're just looking at a text, you might get overwhelmed by complicated terms and language. The benefit is that there's usually more detail and accuracy. But videos about history can teach people in a more accessible way. Having a visual attached to the history lesson can make it more memorable. On the downside, some videos about history are dramatizations, meaning they aren't literally what happened. Instead, it's the writer's imagination. Is it difficult to protect and preserve historic buildings? Yes, I think it is hard to protect historical buildings, because sometimes the materials decay or rot as a result of weather and time. What's more, it can be hard to protect some of them, depending on where they're located. Historical buildings in city centers are probably more at risk than ones in the countryside, since developers may want to purchase these buildings in order to demolish them and build something new. Who should be responsible for protecting historic buildings? I suppose that the government should be responsible for protecting historic buildings. If those buildings are deemed important for the country's history, then it stands to reason that the country's government should be in charge of preserving them. I think that leaving it up to local government could also be a good option, depending on how important the buildings are. But it definitely shouldn't be the responsibility of average, everyday people. They might not have the time or resources to adequately protect these buildings. Who should pay for the preservation of historic buildings? I'd say that the government should pay for the preservation of historic buildings. As nice as it would be to leave that effort to everyday people, I think that the majority of the responsibility should fall to the government. After all, those buildings are part of the nation's identity, so the country's government should have to pay to preserve them. The government has all the resources as well, so that's only fair, as far as I can tell. Leaving it up to the citizens would be financially irresponsible.